back, my man Jamie Kennedy. Dude, what's happening?
What's up, baby?
Look, is this your second appearance on the log?
On the log, dude. Look, you got the live on air. Bro, you're killing me, dude.
I know, right? I know.
So I was just sleeping like this, and you made me sit up.
I gotta always keep you awake, though. It's
yeah.
You're ready to go. You're ready to go.
It's early, guys. It's early, guys. Just hopefully this is only going off to, you know.
Let's do it. We're taking a ride now. We just left 105.5 The Beat, and we're heading over to Big Mama and the Wild Bunch.
Yeah.
And
so it's good to document everything.
I like to keep it real.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, we do everything live on this podcast.
Yeah, okay.
We should put the car in drive though instead of
yeah.
neutral and revving it up right there.
Yeah.
You got in late?
Yeah, dude, I'm tired. Can we go to Dunkin'?
Dunkin's my jam.
Yeah.
Are you a Dunkin' guy?
I love Dunkin'.
Yeah, Starbucks isn't my thing.
I know, Dunkin' just got the best flavor. Look, you got some comments already.
Look at these guys. Hey, what's happening?
Yeah.
If you guys want to ask me a question about Jamie Kennedy, I'm sure he's going to answer it. But in the meantime,
yeah.
We're going to leave Fort Myers and head towards Estero and then back to Naples because you're at Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight through
yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah. I'm here.
One show tonight, mm-hmm. two Friday, two Saturday.
Yep.
And they're going to get the freaking show of their life.
Yeah, man. Wasn't I like the first dude to play your club?
You were one of the first
yeah.
major headliners to play the club. And we've been buddies ever since,
that's
right?
Right. We've had some times together.
We
can't
have.
Talk about online.
Wait, why can't we? We should. And we're both single now.
I mean, you know.
You don't.
You never know.
It was a facility that was legal.
No,
we weren't doing illegal business.
We were just having some burritos.
We were.
That's all we're doing. I love Florida.
Is Florida one of your favorite places
dude,
to come?
That's the best, dude.
Who would not want to come, right?
I mean, I don't know.
We have great comedy clubs, not just mine, but there's a ton. Like we have, I think the second or the third most comedy clubs in the U.S.
I think you do too. I play like 10 clubs here.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Well, the thing is like the weather's always nice. You could come here right now
yeah.
and relax in 80 degree weather, or you could be in Michigan freezing your nuts off.
Dude, I come in last night. I go to Wingstop. I get my wings.
What'd you eat at Wingstop?
At Wingstop. I ate in the Wingstop.
How many wings?
12.
No problem.
Lemon pepper, boom. I'm happy. No,
is lemon pepper your jam?
Yes.
Always? I never had the lemon pepper at Wingstop.
Bomb.
We should go.
We should right now get a plug from Wingstop.
Yeah, they should pay us.
Yeah.
These son of a bitches aren't giving us any money for this cred.
It's a great wing.
Yeah?
I'm just going to tell
do you.
Do
you get it well done and regular? Extra crispy or no?
Crispy, yeah.
Crispy?
I do like crispy.
People like them crispy.
Yeah, I do.
I go crispy too.
Yeah.
I like hot sauce and then maybe a little sweet and sour.
Yeah.
But I'm always the guy that's like, can you give me like two lemon pepper, two teriyaki, two hot sauce?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, dude, we can't do that. You got to buy.
Yeah, because you have a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. That's high maintenance.
I'm high. I am
a high maintenance wing.
I'm high maintenance, dude.
You're a little.
Do you put blue cheese or do
no.
you do.
I just eat them with lemon pepper, bro.
No blue cheese?
No.
Ranch?
I
don't know why I'm talking so much about wings.
I don't know why either. Dude, you've been doing this for what, 2 years, this captain's log?
13 years.
I don't remember 13 years ago.
You know why?
Why?
Because I was lazy and I was married at the time
yeah.
and my wife, ex-wife now,
wow.
hated me to always be live.
Yeah.
And she was holding me down, bro.
Oh, you know what?
Now I'm just live 24/7.
Yeah, you're living the dream.
Yeah.
You're living the
so
dream.
I started doing it really like daily now. The show is every day. Except Sunday, sometimes I don't do it. But if I do it on Saturday, I'll do like a recap or I'll go to farmer's market or something. And
you do a show every day?
Yeah, every day, man.
For how long?
It's 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
The captain's log.
The captain's log is moving up.
Wow. Every day you
show people. We had 200,000 views last week.
Really?
Yeah, for the week. You know, not every episode, but for the week, it's about 150,000 views between our podcast. It's on podcast, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
All right.
I mean, you could get it everywhere.
Yeah.
iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah.
Tell people how they can find you.
You can find me at TheJamieKennedy on Insta, at JamieKennedy on Twitter.
By the way, he's crazy to follow.
Yeah.
Do you do anything normal every day, or is it your day just wild?
I don't know. It mixes it up.
You do, right?
Yeah, but some days I like to do nothing. But I don't know. I have a weird life.
It is weird life traveling. I mean, traveling comedian is not normal.
Mm-mm.
There's a distinct person that it takes to be on the road this many days. I mean, not everybody wants to do it. I don't want to do it.
I heard this lady talking to her kid yesterday, and her kids, and it was like, it was a long...
You gotta talk a little louder. I mean, this place is really mic'd up for sound.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to be normal.
No, you gotta talk.
God, he wants me to be loud. I saw... Dude, come on, are you kidding me? I can't talk normal?
No, you gotta...
You can't hear all that?
I bet they can't.
Dude, this lady was traveling with her daughter, and the daughter was like, man, we traveled so long. We took... It was 5 hours, 2 to drive to the airport, 3 on the flight. I'm like, that's just one of my flights today.
Right, exactly.
I did 2 flights today, 1 flight yesterday.
And you called me at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you were like, yo, I want to change my flight.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, who else am I going to call to confirm any of this? Like, I'm the only idiot up at 4:30 listening to you.
And he was up and like, ding, ding, like, you know, using exclamation points. Like, hey, buddy, I don't know if we can change. Like, you were up, dude.
I usually am. I'm like ready to go. Why were you up? Were you still not gone to sleep or what?
I'm West Coast, dude.
Oh, so yeah, so it wasn't freaking 4:30 a.m.
Yes. Can you guys hear me? Do I have to talk like that? I don't have to talk like that.
No, but I'm loud all the time. I'm Italian.
I know.
You're never loud, really.
I'm chill, bro. I'm loud on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I get it out.
That's where you make it happen.
Yeah, and then on life, I'm chill.
This is my stage. I don't get on stage.
I know, and you want to, though.
I don't.
You do.
You think?
Come on.
This is purely for the entertainment of my followers.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, I have nothing else to do all day. I have no liquor to sell.
Nothing?
No, I got nothing.
You don't want to talk about your liquor?
I do. I want to talk about it. Why would I not want to talk about that deliciousness? Oh. Sugar-free, gluten-free, all-natural, Florida-made.
It does. I'm not really drinking right now, but it does look good.
Yeah.
It really does look clean. I have to be honest with you. I'm impressed with it, dude.
It's all organic, dude. I keep it nice. I'm doing the work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want you to be healthy when you drink. Why are you not drinking right now? You doing a cleanse?
I dropped some weight and I feel good.
You look good.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I like that.
Stop hitting.
I like that. I mean, it's good. I'm getting a little boop on your booby.
Nothing wrong with that. It's consent.
It is.
Dude. Yeah, man. Your liquor looks good.
It's really good. I mean, it's only been 4 months and we're basically all over Florida now.
Yeah.
We're trying to break out of the state. I got to get out of this big ass state. And then it'll be on.
Yeah, okay.
But you can't imagine. I mean, I gotta figure like LA wants the lowest calorie count vodka on the market, right?
Definitely.
Then sugar free, gluten free. So I'm trying to get into LA.
Definitely.
And Miami like has done well with it, but I still could do huge things.
Yeah.
So we're working on it, and I got guys like you helping me promote it.
Yeah, man.
How can that be a bad thing?
Dude, it looks beautiful. Barrel aged bourbon,
rum.
Rum.
In bourbon barrels.
Yeah,
that's
bourbon,
why.
bourbon rum.
Yeah, we make the rum and then we smoke bourbon barrels and we age it in there for 2 months. It's a good thing.
You know what? I think that would be good. I'm not drinking right now, but if I was, I would take one of those Cavita drinks. You know what those are?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apple cider. They have a ginger drink that's so good. It's natural. I bet with some of your bourbon or your rum.
That'd be great.
Ooh, like that would actually be refreshing. And
I like
get
that.
You a little toasty.
Yeah. What's your thing? You rather, when you work, dude, yeah, the car stocks itself. It's good.
Know. Oh, it did?
Yeah, yeah. That's why
really?
The beat. Yeah.
Can we not, if you don't break it, we'll stop.
I won't break. Well, we got to give a gas.
So you're, but you can get an accident.
No. Watch.
Please don't.
I'm going to test it.
Please don't.
Look, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. I'm not doing nothing. Yeah, yeah. Look, it'll stay right here. Watch.
Wow.
Stop.
Okay.
Look. Complete stop, bro.
Yeah, wow.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
And then it wants to tell me.
Damn.
It told me.
Okay.
Like, put your foot back on the brake.
That's just weird.
It drives like that. It's good. It helps with the captain's log. That way I can, you know, focus 50% of the time. Yeah, I know. People are messaging me. I wonder if there's a reason. I mean,
I want to see.
I hope that they can hear us. Can you guys hear us okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, are we sure?
Low key.
Mia, Brittany, because some people are messaging me on text and I just wanted to make sure.
Sometimes
that happens. Like, you know, like if the mics are wacky or something, people are like, yo, message. But I don't know why I can't really see the messages. I just see people are watching. They're watching, but they're not messaging. Or maybe they are. Anyway, tell me about what's been going on in your life these days, man.
Oh, man. I've been working on... I just shot my special.
Yeah. That's awesome. Where'd you shoot it?
I shot it in Huntington Beach at a place called the Rec Room. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like one of those like rock nightclub kind of comedy club places, or is it a straight like,
no, theater? It's a club made by this guy Hunter, and he's like a connoisseur of comedy. He's also a comedian, and he made a really intimate venue, and it's just
really,
yeah, it's awesome.
Why didn't you shoot it at my venue? That's what I want to know.
Dude, I didn't know I could.
Oh, okay. Like I have a
I would have.
Oh my
South
God.
Florida.
I thought we were so tight, dude.
We can. You know, I can come back and shoot like an extra ad.
Yeah, we could shoot like the behind the scenes with the captain.
I've got stuff at your place, though. Some good heckles.
Yeah, some good jokes, too.
Some people, I've had some good interaction. You know that.
You have.
Those white women like their white wine out here in Naples.
Oh, it's a good thing. You keep it real on stage, and then they like to speak up.
I know. There's nothing wrong with that, ladies. This weekend, let me get my jokes out before you interrupt.
Yeah, he doesn't need a sidekick.
But, you know, it's Easter weekend, so, you know, let's get your white wine on.
How'd you get on stage the first time?
How?
How did that happen? Jamie Kennedy wants to be a comedian, or Jamie Kennedy just fell into it? What happened?
I was moved to LA, and yeah. I was interested in Hollywood, and I was an extra, right? You know what that is?
Yeah.
And it was hard to become an extra, actually, believe it or not. It's a lot of competition.
Yeah, everybody out there is like a server, and they're always extras everywhere.
Yes, and so it's like, you know, they'll hit you up and they say, we need a young, you know, high school student, you have these clothes, or, you know, security guard, or whatever. You have to put yourself on avails. Anyway, I was kind of doing that, but it was hard. And my friend, I worked at a restaurant, the guy's like, yo, you're funny, you should try stand-up. And I know what it was. I mean, I knew what it was. Enough people told me, and that's when I was like, so then I went to an open mic. I did it, and I did good.
Were you scared shitless?
Shitless. I had no idea anything.
Did you write down jokes, or did you just try?
Yes.
You did.
I wrote down jokes, and I also did Dana Carvey's jokes.
Were there any of them any good besides Dana Carvey's?
No, it was only Dana Carvey's jokes.
Yeah.
That would work. And I was like, I had nothing, and like a couple jokes from a joke book, and then, but like an old joke book.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, okay, what I learned from that was I could stay on stage, and I could deliver a joke, and I could make a crowd of people laugh.
Sure.
And then I was like, So then I tried it again.
Half the challenge is keeping the audience in tune.
Yes.
They have to listen to what you say, and some people, you know, if you can't do that, doesn't matter how funny your joke is.
Yes.
They have to be listening.
They have to be, and so that worked, and then the next time I did it at a Ramada Inn, and I bombed.
You did.
Horrifically.
Then what? Were you scared? Even more?
Then I didn't do it for like 6 months.
You took 6 months off. Did you write during those 6 months? Or did you say like, I'm not doing it again, to hell with it?
Why would I do that? Why would I ever do it? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So I started, I did it. So I could do it. Did it again. Can't do it. And then around 1991, I started again.
You just got balls back and said, I'm going to go back on stage.
Yeah, a little bit like this. And then on and off, open mic here, open mic there. And then 1992, I committed and I said, I'm going to go to this open mic every day. And there was an open mic every day from 5 to 7.
Where was that?
It was called the LA Cabaret. It's on Ventura Boulevard. And like now, comics pay for open mics, which is crazy.
They pay to get on stage.
Yeah, they pay.
It's so interesting because I'll run an open mic and I'll have literally like 40 people show up. And every day, there's not a day that goes by where someone's like, when's your open mic? When's your open mic? So I'll have like 40 people sign up, not show up.
Here.
And then like literally 15 people will show up and it's the same 15 people that have been doing my open mics for 10 years.
Oh.
It's like, what happened to the other 40 or the emails that I get every day? People saying, I want to do an open mic, man. It's so cool. You know what it is? They love the idea of being a comedian and doing the open mic, but then when it comes down to getting on stage, I think they don't realize how much balls it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And they get scared at the last minute.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? But out in LA, it's so competitive, they're paying to be in the open mics?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's like shelf space at like a liquor store. Then they're like, oh, you want to be on my shelf? You got to pay me to sell your product.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, I'm fortunate. I mean, I'm doing well.
Of course.
But I've never, when I was coming up, but you never had to do that.
Right.
It was open mics and coffee houses, and you'd sign up, and sometimes you wouldn't get picked, but you wouldn't have to pay. Correct. You know, and then if you started, got one laugh or two laugh a set, then people started noticing you, and you go, okay, come back, and
you'd always be on the roster for that open mic.
Yeah, I would.
Who's the guy that's running the racket that you have to pay? That's awesome.
That's a great. I just gave you an idea.
You
want
to buy stage time, baby? Start paying the piper. Captain's ready, right here. Put it on.
Because it's like you have to have a real crowd, and you can't. You can't just pay for an open mic. No offense to the people doing it, and then have all comedians. You have to have real people, in my opinion. This is my opinion. But, like, that's what it was. The open mic, when I was doing it, was mostly comedians, but some real people. And I would sign up every day, and we'd get picked, like, 3 to 4 times. And I would clean up the club and whatever just to get that stage time. And that's how I started. And then once I did that, and I was like, the guy was like, okay. And, you know, I was young, and you can show your diligence. That's how I did it. And then, you like, each day, if you got a joke to work and a teeny bit better, and that's how you build.
That's so interesting, because we're like in a comedy vortex in Florida. The open micers think that, like, they can just get on stage anywhere, anytime, for any reason. Whether they stink it up or not, like, they just keep having ability to get on stage. But we produced a lot of good comics in Florida, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, and then you go out to, like, L.A. and New York, it's competitive as hell, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the mecca. I mean, L.A. might be the hottest place in the world for comedy.
I think it is.
I mean, you know, comedy is, you know, it's its own journey. You can, you know, start here and get good here, and then
you get the show, the Jamie Kennedy Experience, which, by the way, as a kid, one of my faves. I mean, dude, I loved it. Absolutely loved it
as a kid.
Well, I mean, no, just coming up, like, you know, MTV and everything else, and just Jamie Kennedy was the jam. Like, that was so dope. How did that come about?
I did Scream, and then I got, you know, did Scream 2, and I got hot off of that, and then, you know, my agents were like, you should do TV, and I was like, you know, okay, well, I'm doing movies, and they're like, yeah, but you can do TV, and they knew I had another side to me. So I always had this idea to do some kind of sketch show.
So was that your idea?
Partially. It was partially my idea to do sketches and characters. And then the producers of Mad TV got involved, and we thought of, like, how to do it with a hidden camera angle. And so it was like hidden camera meets SNL. So it was like us doing live sketches with real people watching and not knowing. And then, you know, we developed it for a while, and then boom, it was like an underground.
Yeah, it was like a hit.
Yeah, so I was lucky, but I
was Scream the one that launched you, or was it that really? I mean, people had to recognize you from Scream, but then when you said the Jamie Kennedy Experience, I think that's what really must have put you on the map, right?
Like, Scream did as like, oh, you're Randy, Jamie Kennedy. Oh, you're Jamie Kennedy, because that was my show,
right?
But that was the one that really, you know, Jamie Kennedy every week on TV.
Right, exactly. That's when the big check started rolling in.
Yeah, I tell anybody who's going on TV, you know, put your name in the title.
Of course.
Yeah, it helps.
Executive producer.
Yeah. I mean, Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah.
That's so
good. I put my name on everything.
Captain Brian's barrel-aged rum.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Vodka, barrel-aged rum. I do it all.
Barrel-aged.
Yeah.
It's a rum.
Yeah.
But not bourbon.
No, it's barrel-aged rum. I switched it up, dude. All right,
yeah.
Everyone wants to be crafty, so I do the little handcrafted cocktail right in the rum, baby.
I love it. The burnt thing.
What, do you have sun? These windows are illegally tinted, and the sun is still coming through.
Yeah, pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, you can put this like this. The lighting guy right now is struggling.
Yeah.
I got to talk to these camera guys, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
They should be doing more.
Captain's log.
Alright guys, so listen, you know my guest Jamie Kennedy from Scream, from the Jamie Kennedy Experience, from everything under the sun. I mean, let's face it, this dude's a superstar. And we are, look at, a lot of people are watching right now.
Are we doing good?
Yeah, a lot of people are watching.
Is this one of your highest, 114 people?
Yeah, they like you.
Living the dream.
We can't go off now, we have to stay live because so many people started watching.
Wow, this is a good number.
Yeah, they're jumping.
Do we have questions?
Ask me a question and we will tell you who's on right now.
Get a kid. Get a question.
So back in the day, did you really think that you were going to be famous? Or did you just all of a sudden want to be a comedian because you got that little bug when you went on stage at the open mic? Why'd you go to L.A.? I mean, you moved out to L.A., right? Because you wanted to be a movie star.
I wanted to be famous.
But why'd you want to be famous, like a movie star? How did you know that? Were you in, like, drama as a kid? How did you know?
No, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'll be real with you. It's like, you know, there was obviously something lacking inside of me that wanted attention.
Yeah.
And I was always doing, like, voices. And either people thought I was really funny or really weird. And I could never have, like, a regular job because I always get fired.
How many jobs did you get fired from?
36.
36?
I have a journal of it. Yes.
No way.
From Red Lobster to Domino's, I got fired from most of them. Yeah.
Red Lobster, they wish they kept you, man. Can you imagine the promos you could have shot for those suckers?
Cheddar Bay, baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was always, like, I always felt like I could tell the boss more what to do. And I didn't hate it. You know, people did
that. That works well.
I know. I didn't feel like they understood what they were doing.
Yeah, they didn't know how to run their own business. Mm-mm. You knew.
I just knew how to be efficient. 17. I was a busboy.
That's awesome.
But, you know, I mean, and then you start, you know, I don't know. And then once you try it, boom, and then I got a little bit of encouragement. Even though when I bombed, somebody would go, yo, you're funny, even though you bombed. I was like delusional enough that I was like, huh.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And but no, were you one of those guys that came off stage and thought you crushed it? Or were you like, how about that? How does that work? Like,
I try not to be that person, but I
dude,
know.
Dude, I killed it tonight. I'm like, yeah, I heard six laughs. How does that, how do you in your
Yo,
mind
that's,
think?
That's real. Actually, I'm the opposite. I think
Now you're always like, how'd I do? And I'm like, dude, the place was dying laughing. Yeah. What do you mean, how'd you do?
I feel that, there's people that, there's comedians that have bomb ears, you know, and the kill ears and all that. But I feel that I was a person that would feel when I got a laugh, I was like, ooh, that was a tough set. But that one area was good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I try to keep it kind of semi-honest opinion about myself. But yeah, you're right. I probably have been delusional at times.
Really?
That I've done better than I thought I did.
I like when I make a post and I'm like, oh, this one's gonna get so many likes.
Yeah.
And then it's like dead. And I'm like, damn, that sucked.
Yeah.
Man. How about that, dude? That's like the perfect judge, right? Everyone online on Instagram, Facebook now. If you get a lot of likes, then you're freaking, oh, I think my buddy Josh Prey, who by the way is dope. You need to meet Josh. Superstar on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Okay. He must have shared it because that's why so many people jumped on. Oh, I'm guessing. You. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
I can't see the comments right now for some reason. But anyway, this is the Captain's Log. I have Jamie Kennedy as my guest. Love you guys watching. Check it out. You can follow Jamie Kennedy one more time.
The Jamie Kennedy Instagram, Jamie Kennedy on Twitter, Facebook, Blue Check, you know, Jamie Kennedy.
You got to follow him, guys. Check me out anytime. You can hear the Captain's Log podcast. I shoot it every day. Give me a like if you want to follow me. I would love that. But in the meantime, we're going right now. Jamie Kennedy will be at Off the Hook Comedy Club this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
Get tickets offthehookcomedy.com. We out. I'll be back.